coverage of Mammoth Spring Basketball begins now. Here's your host, Mike Robertson. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Hello again, good evening. I'm Mike Robertson here at Koshkonong High School. We are set for varsity boys action, the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Koshkonong Blue Jays. Both teams are getting warmed up and ready to go, and it's a good night to try to get warmed up here. It's a cold night, cold Thursday evening, but still some room inside if you want to come watch some good basketball with us here. We invite you to come on out to Koshkonong High School as the Bears and the Blue Jays square off here in varsity boys action. The team captains met here at half court just a few minutes ago and got their instructions from the referees, and we will get set for the introduction here of the starting lineups after we take another quick break. Back with you in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
You are getting money back on your income tax return, but it won't be quite enough for the vacation you're planning or something you're wanting to purchase. Or maybe this year you end up having to pay more income taxes in. Whatever your financial need is, you can come visit a loan officer at the Alton Bank. They will sit down and discuss the options available to you. At Alton Bank, we care, so it is our goal to have a financial product to meet your needs. Come by and let us show you the personal attention you will experience with us. We are a hometown bank that cares about you. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back again to Koshkonong High School. We are set here for the introduction of the starting lineups between the Blue Jays and the Bears. The Blue Jays' home white uniforms trimmed in blue, blue lettering. Bears in those road blue trimmed in, black with black lettering on the jerseys. So we'll get the starters here as they take the floor for their respective teams. First for the Mammoth Spring Bears, Alex Merrill, the first player introduced to the crowd, the senior. Then Cole Young, the junior. Junior Zach Flynn, Clint Lester, another senior. Number five, number one, and Justin Skaggs, another junior. So, three juniors and two seniors in the starting lineup. Now for the Koshkonong Blue Jays, number 10 is C.J. Kilkenny. Number 23, that is Caden Burgess, big freshman. Number 25 is Logan Good. Number 30 for the Blue Jays is Logan Sterner. And number 50 for the Blue Jays, and I didn't catch the name. I'll have to go back and get that because we don't have him on our roster. Number 50 for the Blue Jays. Well, we'll try to get that here as quick as we can from the score table here beside me. Ball in the air, tip is controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears, and we got a double tip.
Hey, who's number 50?
All right, Devin McCall was number 50. I had a different number. I had him down for number 45. Devin McCall, number 50, is the starter for Koshkonong. Ball is tipped. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Blue Jays. twice they tried to tip it, and it went out of bounds on the second tip. The Blue Jays have it. Blue Jays with the basketball, trying to cross half court. It's stolen. Cole Young off to Merrill. Merrill puts the ball up, puts it in. Good defense and a good layup there by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Now full court pressure. Number 30 is Sterner. Sterner trying to get free from Skaggs. Gets it over to Burgess. Burgess up the floor to Good. Logan Good had it knocked away from behind. It's going to go off of Merrill and out of bounds. Ball will be inbounded by Koshkinong. Logan Good to bring the ball in. Looking, still looking for a teammate. Got to get it in and does now to McCall. McCall shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound controlled by Clint Lester. Bears head back on offense. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Alex Merrill over to Cole Young, back to Merrill. Merrill out to Skaggs. He'll bring it all the way back out front and set up the offense. Merrill has it. Goes inside now to Flynn. Zach back out to Young. Cole drives in. Nice handoff in to Flynn, who puts it up off the glass for an easy two. Zach Flynn's first two, and it's 4-0 Mammoth Spring. Quickly back the other way. Good. Drives in, and he's going to get a charge as Clint Lester stepped in. Took that charge right in the chest. Good job by Clint. So Bears get the ball back on the turnover on the offensive foul. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Alex Merrill tried to build on this four-point Mammoth Spring lead. Zach Quinn back to Merrill. Merrill to Young. He'll fire for three. It's on the way. Good. Bears come out hot here to start this ball game. Whistle blows. They're going to get the net down. Skaggs pulls it down. And the Bears now waiting. They're trying to get that net straightened up after the shot went in. Inbound play here. Number 30, Sterner. Looking at this defense here from Mammoth Spring. They're trapping them at half court. Pass over. It's going to go out of bounds, almost out of bounds, and save back in into the back court. And no call on that. I don't know why they didn't call back court, but they didn't. And the Bears get the ball on the turnover anyway. Mammoth Spring with a basketball. Logan Skaggs will inbound on the sideline. Brings it in to Merrill. Merrill thought about the three. They swing it around. Skaggs in the corner. Back out to Alex Merrill. To Young. Young's going to fire the three. That's good. Cole Young now with 6 points on two quick threes. And it is a 10-0 lead. Timeout taken by Coach Miller. 10-0, Mammoth Spring on top, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First. Company.
Member FDIC.
When you need medical attention, know that Dr. Melissa Wright, nurse practitioner Sheila Marler at Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic are here for you with top quality, compassionate care. They offer family medicine for all ages in their state-of-the-art facility located at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
Well, welcome back to Koshkinong. While we're away, Koshkinong inbound the basketball. They took it down. Burgess with a layup. He's got the Blue Jays on the board. It's 10-2. Underneath, Lester goes up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and Burgess pulls it down. His pass almost stolen. He gets it back. He'll hand off to Kilkenny. CJ will bounce it back out. Picks up the dribble. Hands off now to Sterner. Logan Sterner on the dribble all the way back around, going underneath the Burgess. His pass is tipped out of bounds, touch last by Clint Lester. Good defense there by Lester. Bears will set up the defense as the Blue Jays inbound. They try to lob it in, and it's knocked away, taken by Zach Flynn. Up the floor to Young. Young puts it up, puts it in. Cole Young off to a great start. He's got 8 of the Bears' 12 points. Almost a steal there. Sterner with it. He drives in, puts the shot up off the glass for 2. Nice shot by Logan Sterner. Quickly back the other way. Mammoth Spring on the dribble. Alex Merrill. Going to pull up for 3. It's on the way. No good. Rebound fought for, and it's going to be a foul on Clint Lester. Bears commit the foul. First foul for Mammoth Spring. Good will inbound. Logan Good looking to come in. Still looking. Brings it in to McCall. McCall up to Kilkenny. Kilkenny pushing the ball up the sideline. He'll give it in the corner. Sterner for 3. It's on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Burgess with it. Now off the Sterner. Sterner trying to go up with it. He puts it up no good. Fight for the rebound. And it's taken up by Clint Lester in a fight for the ball. We're going to have a jump ball. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Lester and Burgess. Burgess, big freshman in there, really rebounding good for the Koshkonong Blue Jays. Mammoth Spring now. We'll bring the ball back on offense. Merrill with it. Alex gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs to Flynn. Flynn across the floor to Merrill. Wide open for 3. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound by Sterner. Sterner pushing the ball up the floor. Puts the shot up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. And we're going to have out of bounds off of Mammoth Spring. So it'll be Koshkonong basketball. Trailing by 8, 12-4. Logan Good set to inbound, looking to come in, still looking. Brings it into the corner. They work it into McCall, and McCall is going to be fouled by Lester. That's 2 already on Clint Lester. The Bears will set up the defense. As Logan Good triggers the ball in on the baseline here. Looking to come in, brings it in to Kilkenny. Pass back out to Sterner. Sterner around to Good. He thought about the 3, drives the lane, puts the shot up and in. Logan Good with a nice drive to the basket and cuts the lead back to 6. In the corner, Lester out to Young. Young's already hit a couple. Ooh, that one was in and out. Looks like he went almost all the way through before it come back out. Up the floor, Burgess. Burgess going to pull up for the jumper. That's short. Ball's loose on the floor. Diving after it is Lester and McCall. It'll be Koshkonong basketball on the alternating possession. Blue Jays with the ball, trailing by 6, 12-6. Inbound play. In the corner, McCall. And it's picked up by Merrill. Merrill off to Young. Another 3-pointer on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound. Is chased down in the corner and going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Sterner. Bears and the Blue Jays fighting for the ball, and they said the Blue Jays touched it last. Mammoth Spring will inbound the basketball. Cole Young to bring the ball in, looking to come in, brings it out to Lester. Lester to Merrill. Alex looking for a screen, comes back out. Skaggs will fire for 3. That's going to be a foul on the block out by Sterner. Little too aggressive. He come out to block out Justin Skaggs, knocked him down after the shot. So Justin now will get 3 free throws. 3:19 to play in the first quarter. Justin Skaggs sets for the first. It's on the way, and it's good. Justin makes the first. Makes it a 7-point Mammoth Spring lead, now 13-6. Skaggs will set for the second free throw. It's on the way. It's good. Justin made 2 out of 2. Ready for his 3rd shot now. Chance to push this lead back out to 9. 14-6, 3:19 to play in the first quarter. Justin Skaggs' free throw is good. Justin made all 3 of them. Bears now with a little pressure here. Sterner on the inbound, looking for help. Pass it up. Lester with a steal. Flynn off to Cole Young, out to Flynn. Flynn drives in, kicks it back out to Young, to Merrill. They swing it around to Lester, to Skaggs. Skaggs back over to Young, to Merrill. Merrill drives in the lane, puts the shot up on the run, and he's going to draw the foul on Burgess. Caden Burgess called for his first, and Alex Merrill to the free throw line. 3 minutes left to play here in this first quarter. Dylan Savage going to get into the ball game here as Alex missed the first free throw. Clint Lester will come out with those two fouls. Don't want him to pick up a third here with 3 minutes to go in the first. Merrill sets for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Alex with 3 points in the ball game. And timeout called by Coach Miller. Timeout taken, 16-6. Mammoth spring by 10. Back in 30 seconds on Ecom News Network, ESPN.
You are getting money back on your income tax return, but it won't be quite enough for the vacation you're planning or something you're wanting to purchase. Or maybe this year you end up having to pay more income taxes in. Whatever your financial need is, you can come visit a loan officer at the Alton Bank. They will sit down and discuss the options available to you. At Alton Bank, we care, so it is our goal to have a financial product to meet your needs. Come by and let us show you the personal attention you will experience with us. We are a hometown bank that cares about you. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back again, Koshkonong High School. We have 3 minutes left in this first quarter. Mammoth Spring leading by 16-6. Koshkonong will inbound the basketball. Full court pressure here from Mammoth Spring. Burgess will bring it in to Logan Good. Logan Good picks up by Skaggs, picks up his dribble. Needs help now. We got a steal by the Bears. And Zach Quayle with a strong move to the basket, drew the foul and made the bucket. Zach now with 4 points in the ball game, he'll go to the free throw line. And looks like the foul was on, see who they called it on, number 25, Logan Good, his second. Zach's at the free throw line. The free throw's on the way, no good. Rebound on the floor. And we're going to have a reach-in foul called on Cole Young. Cole called for the foul. Bears commit the foul. Koshkonong with the basketball. Sterner bringing the ball up the floor. Stops. Gets it over to Kilkenny. Now to Good. Logan Good driving into the basket. Picks up his dribble. Comes back out. Sterner for three. That's on the way. And Cole Young with a rebound. And he's going to be fouled. And we'll see who it's on. See who they called that on. I believe it's going to be number 23. Burgess, his second. Caden Burgess picks up his second. Bears with the basketball. Skaggs with it. Over to Flynn. Inside to Tough. Savage threw the ball over the back of his head, trying to get it underneath. I mean, he had a guy underneath there, but not the pass you want, I don't think, right there. Dylan just tossed it back behind his head. And it goes out of bounds. Koshkonong with the basketball. Kilkenny. Looking across half court, he's double-teamed there, and the ball slapped out of bounds by Skaggs. Just trapped, giving the Blue Jays some problems here. Trapping them at half court. Now they'll inbound on the sideline. Bears will back off, back into the zone here. Kilkenny will inbound the basketball to Good, and then get it right back. CJ on the dribble out front, guarded by Justin Skaggs. CJ on the dribble, takes it all the way in the corner. And then passed it into the backcourt. That'll be a backcourt violation on the Blue Jays. Mammoth Spring Bears. And the referee said somebody touched it, so it's not backcourt. All right, somebody touched the basketball, so Blue Jays will get the ball back. It's not a turnover. Koshkonong basketball. 2 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Looking to inbound the basketball. Somebody's got to come get it. They'll bring it in to Good. Now Kilkenny gets it back. CJ Kilkenny guarded by Cole Young out front. Gives it to Good. Good into McCall. Devin shot off the glass. It is good, and a foul is called. Nice play by Devin McCall. Good strong move to the basket. And Dylan Savage, I believe, going to pick up his first. Devin set here to try to complete a three-point play and make it a nine-point ball game. Shot is on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Cole Young. Up the floor to Merrill. Alex to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Sterner. Sterner's going to be fouled then by Zach Flint. Not a good foul. Zach trying to get over in front of him. Got him with a shoulder. Commits the foul, and the Blue Jays will inbound. That's the fifth foul now on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Both teams have five fouls. Logan Good has it on the wing. He's looking inside. Still looking. Comes back to Sterner, top of the key. Logan off to Kilkenny, back to Good. Back to Kilkenny. He's going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Long rebound, though, by Logan Good. The ball's picked up by Alex Merrill. Nice bounce pass into Flynn. Flynn will put it up and in. Zach Flynn with 6 points. That was a beautiful assist. Alex Merrill threaded the needle there between the defenders. With the basketball, Sterner. Sterner almost lost it there. Gets it in the corner. Good for three. It's good. Good is good. He's got 5 points. And the lead's down to nine now, 20-11. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Alex Merrill. Alex holds the ball, gives it over to Skaggs. Back out to Young, down to 38 seconds. Looks like they'll hold for the final shot of the quarter. High post to Merrill, back out to Young. He'll fire for three. That's good. Cole's third three-pointer here in the first quarter. He's got 11, and the Bears lead by 12, 23-11. They wanted to hold for the final shot, but he couldn't pass up a wide-open three like that, and he's already hit two. Kilkenny around to Sterner. Sterner looking inside as McCall trying to post up, and the pass is behind Kilkenny, who was open on the baseline, but they threw it behind him. Turnover gives it back to Mammoth Spring. Down to 9 seconds to play in this first quarter. To Merrill, back to Flynn. Flynn to Young. Young going to pull up for three. Ooh. He's knocked down. Bears wanting the call there. No call. Oh, there was a call. They did call the foul. Didn't hear the whistle, but Cole Young will go to the free throw line to shoot three. Three free throws here. Bears leading 23-11. Foul was on number 30, Sterner, his second. Cole knocks down the first. He's got 12 now in this first quarter. Sets for the second. It's on the way. It's good. 13. And right now, referee is talking to someone in the stand. Someone said something he didn't appreciate. And so they're trying to get that taken care of. Third shot on the way is no good. So Cole makes two out of three. He's got 13. That's the end of your first quarter. Your score, 25-11. Mammoth Spring with the lead. We'll take a break. Back here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
You are getting money back on your income tax return, but it won't be quite enough for the vacation you're planning or something you're wanting to purchase. Or maybe this year you end up having to pay more income taxes in. Whatever your financial need is, you can come visit a loan officer at the Alton Bank. They will sit down and discuss the options available to you. At Alton Bank, we care, so it is our goal to have a financial product to meet your needs. Come by and let us show you the personal attention you will experience with us. We are a hometown bank that cares about you. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Welcome back again to Koshkonong High School. At the end of one, Mammoth Spring leading Koshkonong 25-11. This is, by the way, the second meeting between these two teams. They met in the first round of the Battle of the Border back in December, a game that caught that Mammoth Spring 174-31. Right now, the Bears leading by 14, 25-11. Alex Merrill will give it off to Skaggs. Skaggs back to Merrill. He thought about the three. They work it down to Savage. Dylan driving in, puts the ball up and in. Nice play by Dylan Savage as he took it baseline, found his way around the defense, and got the easy one. With the basketball, Kilkenny. Kilkenny over to Sterner, to Good. Good's pass underneath to Burgess, or excuse me, McCall. He can't get it to go. And Cole Young rips down the rebound and heads the other way on the run. Cole with the basketball. Thought about the three, gives it to Savage, right back to Young. Young with a fake, had his shot blocked. Comes out to Flynn, Skaggs, Back over to Young. Young to Flynn. He'll fire for three. That's on the way. No good. Young with a nice fake. Gets the ball inside to Savage. Savage will put it up in. Good play by the Bears. Some good passing there. And got the easy one for Dylan Savage. Bears now leading 29-11. Almost a steal by Flynn. Kilkenny back to Sterner. Sterner, long three-pointer. That's no good. And Flynn rips down the rebound. Comes up the floor. Merrill with it. Goes behind the back. Stops at the free throw line. He'll bounce it back out behind the three now. Gives it to Flynn. Over to Skaggs. Skaggs inside. They give it to Savage. Savage powers it up. Can't get it to go. And the rebound pulled down by the Blue Jays. A steal by Merrill. Alex all the way to the basket, puts it up, and is fouled hard by Sterner. Logan Sterner commits his third, and Alex Merrill will go to the free throw line. Hard foul there. Alex went down hard, but he popped right back up, ready to go shoot some free throws. Merrill at the line here. Trying to build on a 29-11 Bear lead. Knocks the first one in. Alex with four. Alex will set for the second. It's on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Burgess. Burgess off to Sterner. Sterner on the dribble. Looks at the double team. His pass is stolen by Skaggs. Skaggs picks up the dribble. Gives it around to Merrill. Back out to Skaggs. Now to Flynn. To Young in the corner. Young across the floor to Merrill. Underneath to Savage. Savage back out. Nice pass to Merrill for three. He can't get it to go. And Sterner pulls down the rebound. Sterner up the floor to Good. Good to the basket. Puts it in. Logan Good now with seven. Bears quickly back the other way. In the corner. Young can't get the three-pointer to go. Underneath, they give it back to Young. Back out to Skaggs. Skaggs for three. That won't go. Fight for the rebound. Young pulls it down. And we got a travel call on Cole Young as he pulled the rebound down. Koshkonong basketball. Mammoth Spring leading by 17, 30-13, 5:30 left first half. Kilkenny has it. He's guarded by Young. Double team now. Pass in to Burgess. Burgess goes to the basket, gives it to Good. His shot is blocked by Merrill, and then Savage's pass is just over the reach of Cole Young. Good idea. He had Cole going up the sideline, but threw just a little bit high there. Bears set up the defense. Koshkonong with the basketball, down 17. 5:11 left to play in this first half. Double team here. Cross court pass to McCall. McCall with Savage on him. Puts the shot up. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Merrill. Knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Devin McCall. Good hustle by Devin there. Trying to get that ball back after he missed the shot inside. And the Bears will head back the other way. Down to 4:57 to play. Skaggs with it. Down in the corner to Savage. Savage back over to Merrill. He thought about the three. His pass into the corner. Skips it out of bounds. Touch last by the Koshkonong Blue Jays. So the Bears will have the basketball in the corner. Number two checking in. That is Kanan Miller. Kanan Miller into the ball game. Bears will inbound. They'll bring it in to Flynn. Now to Young for three. It's on the way. Ooh, it's off bad. An air ball, and then we got a foul on Merrill. Cole. First three or four shots, and he was on fire, and he's kind of cooled off a little bit since then. See if he can get it lined back out. Bears on defense here, leading by 17. Pass into the middle to Burgess. Burgess puts it up, puts it in. Nice play by Caden Burgess. Caden's got four. Clint Lester going to check back in with his two fouls. Quickly back up the floor. Bears with it. Zach Flynn, he's going to fire for three. It's good. Zach knocks it down, and he's got nine now. And the Bears' lead is 33-15. It's an 18-point lead with a basketball. Kilkenny to Good. Logan looking inside. Comes back out to Miller. Now to Kilkenny. Kilkenny back out to Good. Back to Miller. He's going to fire for three. That's on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Alex Merrill with the ball. Hesitation, goes around the defender, lays it up, puts it in. 6 points now for Merrill. Bears by 20, 35-15. Yokini with the basketball. Gets it to Good. Logan looking inside, comes back out to Kilkenny. To McCall. McCall had the ball knocked away. And it's loose on the floor. Touched last by the Koshkonong Blue Jays as Miller dove after it. The players checking in. Clint Lester in for Savage. Dillon did a good job for the Bears while he was in there. Also into the ball game for Koshkonong is number 31. That is Jaden Roy. Jaden into the basketball game for the first time today. Merrill with the basketball. Gives it to Flynn on the wing. Back out to Merrill. Back over to Skaggs. Skaggs back to Merrill. To Flynn. He's open again. Three-pointer on the way. It's good. Oh, Zach's starting to warm up. He's got 12 now. And the Bears are leading by 23. Kilkenny will cross half court on the dribble. Gives it to Good. Logan with the basketball. Looking inside. Gives it over to Miller. Miller trying to go inside. Had the ball stolen by Merrill. Give it to Lester. Gets it right back. Alex crosses half court on the dribble. Goes behind the back. Pull-up jumper is on the way. It's good. Alex Merrill now with 8 points. And Coach Miller wants a timeout. Mammoth Spring leading 40-15. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on ESN. Okay, we'll keep it here. Mammoth Spring Bears with the two there from Alex Merrill. Lead it by 25 now, 40-15. As we look at the scoring so far here in this first half, Bears already with two players in double figures, led by Cole Young with 13, 12 for Zach Flynn. And for the Blue Jays, Logan Good leading the way right now with 7 points. See who goes back out on the floor here. Looks like the same five that left the floor for Koshkonong from Mammoth Spring. Lance Little checking in. He comes in for Justin Skaggs. So Lance seeing his first action here of the night. Bears leading by 25 with 2:34 left in the half. On the dribble, Kilkenny will cross half court. On the dribble, gives it over to Miller. They work it into the corner. Now inside to McCall. McCall's pass underneath is stolen by Glenn. Back up the floor to Young. Cole across half court, gives it to Merrill. Merrill back to Young. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Cole brings it back out, gives it to Merrill. Around to Flynn. They quickly jump out on him. He's hit a couple of big threes right there in the spot where he's standing now. Merrill with it across to Flynn. Back out to Little, to Merrill. Merrill thought about the three, goes inside to Lester, to Young. Young trying to pass it back out, had it knocked away. Up the floor, Kilkenny to Miller. Miller's shot goes way over the goal, picked up by Merrill. Up the floor to Young. Cole trying to pass it out to Merrill. The ball's loose on the floor, diving after it. Lance Little, he couldn't get to it. Picked up by Koshkonong, stolen by Mammoth Spring. And we got a bucket by Merrill and another foul. Merrill going to the basket. Got hit hard there, and I think that Coach Godwin's going to send Skaggs in for Merrill. Alex has took a couple of hard shots as he's went to the basket here after steals. Alex at the line trying to complete a three-point play. Shot on the way is good for Merrill. He's got 11, three players in double figures. Merrill to the bench. Also to the bench is Cole Young as Dillon Savage checks back in. Minute 29 left here in this first half, 43-15. It's a, what, it's a 28-point lead with a basketball. Miller out to Good, Logan Good, around to Kilkenny. Kilkenny back out to Miller, back to Kilkenny. He drives baseline, and he's going to be fouled by Lance Little. Lance commits the reach in, and that's going to send Kilkenny to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. That's puts them over the limit with 7 fouls. Burgess going to check back in for the Koshkonong Blue Jays. He's standing in front of the scorer's table talking to Coach Miller. Kilkenny sets for the free throw. It's on the way, and it is good. That ball bounced around a couple of times and decided to fall through. For Kilkenny, that's his first point of the ball game. Roy will go out as Burgess checks back in. Second free throw now for Kilkenny. 1:09 left here in this first half. Shot is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound by Justin Skaggs. Justin with the basketball. He'll bring it across half court on the dribble. Gives it to Little, back to Skaggs. Now over to Flynn, to Little. With the basketball, Lester in the corner. Flint, cross-court pass is going to be stolen by Miller. Kanan Miller, off to Logan Good. Koshkonong, after the turnover, comes back on offense. Pass into the corner to Burgess. He'll shoot the long one. That's no good. Fight for the rebound, pulled down by Little. Off to Skaggs. Skaggs up the floor to Lester. Lester right back to Skaggs. Lance Little, who drew the foul as he went up for the layup. Good passing there by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Lance Little will go to the free throw line here. Chance to get in the scorebook. First, he's got to tie his shoe. Got hit so hard, his shoe come untied. Lance Little at the line. First one is on the way, and it is good. Little's first point of the ball game makes it a 28-point lead again. He'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's no good. Fight for the rebound. And we're going to have a foul called, I think, on Dylan Savage. Dylan Savage called for the foul on the rebound on the free throw. And that's going to send McCall to the free throw line, number 50, Devin McCall. Let's step up here. Shot on the way is good. McCall has 3 points. He'll set for the second. 44-17, Mammoth Spring with the lead. Second free throw is good. McCall makes them both. He's got 4 in the ball game. Bears now leading at 44-18, 26-point lead. Justin Skaggs holding the ball out at half court. Gives it over to Flynn on the wing. Back to Skaggs. Back over to Flynn. Bears running it down here, down to 11 seconds left in the half. Give it to Little. Little back out to Skaggs. To Lester. Back to Justin. He'll fire for 3. It's good. Justin Skaggs knocks it in. He's got 6, and the Bears lead it at the half. 47-18, Mammoth Spring leading Koshkonong. We'll take a break. Back with your first half stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. When you need medical attention, know the Dr. Melissa Wright, nurse practitioner Sheila Marler at Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic are here for you with top quality, compassionate care. They offer family medicine for all ages in their state-of-the-art facility located at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
Well, welcome back again to Koshkonong High School at the half. It is 47-18 Mammoth Spring leading Kosh. Looking at the scoring in the ballgame, first of all, for the Blue Jays, they were led by Logan Good. He has 7 first half points. Looks like 4 points for Devin McCall, 4 points for Caden Burgess, 2 points for Logan Sterner, 1 point for C.J. Kilkenny. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, already with 3 players in double-figure scoring, led by Cole Young with 13, 11 of his 13 in that first quarter, 12 points for Zach Flynn, 11 points for Alex Merrill, then we got 6 points for Justin Skaggs, and 1 point for Lance Little, 4 points for Dylan Savage. The Bears took control of this early. They ran out to a 10-0 lead to start the ball game and have not looked back in this. Have led, like I said, leading now by a score 47-18, a 29-point halftime lead. Could be a quick second half if this game keeps going in this direction. Want to say thank you to our boosters for Mammoth Spring Bear Basketball. Our boosters include Clary Funeral Home in Mammoth Spring, Thayer and Alton, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Forsler's Home Furnishings in Thayer and Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, and Carter Funeral Home up there and West Plains. Those are your boosters for Bears Basketball. About 4 minutes left here in the halftime, the Koshkonong Blue Jays, they stayed out at half. Didn't even go into the locker room. Coach Miller said a few words to them, and they just started shooting around, getting ready to go for the second half. The Bears are still in the locker room, talking things over with Coach Godwin here at the half. We're going to take another break. We'll come back. We got more from Koshkonong High School in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and 00 Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its Great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears.
You are getting money back on your income tax return, but it won't be quite enough for the vacation you're planning or something you're wanting to purchase. Or maybe this year you end up having to pay more income taxes in. Whatever your financial need is, you can come visit a loan officer at the Alton Bank. They will sit down and discuss the options available to you. At Alton Bank, we care, so it is our goal to have a financial product to meet your needs. Come by and let us show you the personal attention you will experience with us. We are a hometown bank that cares about you. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back to Koshkonong High School. Both teams continue to warm up here at the half. No real foul trouble for the Bears. Clint Lester did pick up 2 quick fouls in the first quarter, but he managed to finish the half with only those 2. Nobody else with more than 1 foul. Well, I take that back. Dylan Savage also has 2 fouls. Nobody else with more than 1. For the Koshkonong Blue Jays, Logan Sterner with 3 first half fouls, 2 for Caden Burgess, 2 for Logan Good. Nobody else with more than 1 foul in the first half of play. Like I said, both teams are getting warmed up. We are just about a minute and a half away from the second half of play between the Bears and the Blue Jays. If you weren't with us earlier, you missed a good one. The senior girls, varsity girls, Mammoth Spring in overtime, defeating Koshkonong 58-55. It was a tough, hard-fought battle. Went back and forth all the way, especially in that second half between these two teams before the Lady Bears pulled it out. So we are just about set to go with the second half of play. Coach Godwin calls his players over to the sideline, give them some final instructions here. Before they head back out on the floor, as we said, the season quickly wrapping up here for our Bears and Lady Bears. We'll be heading into district play starting on the 17th. So the season really about to get really serious as we head into district play and hopefully on into regionals and states with the state tournament with our Bears and Lady Bear basketball teams. We are just about set here. The referee's back out on the floor. They get the basketball from the scores table. We'll check the players as they take the floor here for their respective teams. Right now they're both still visiting with coaches. Coach Miller talking to his team on the far end of the floor from us. Coach Godwin here in front of us sends his players back out, goes back to the starters. It'll be Justin Skaggs, Clint Lester, Alex Merrill, Cole Young, and Zach Flint. For the Koshkonong Blue Jays, Logan Sterner, along with C.J. Kilkenny, Logan Good, Caden Burgess, and Devin McCall. Inbound play here. Kilkenny will bring it in, gives it to Sterner. Sterner playing with three fouls, picked up by Justin Skaggs at half court. Sterner on the dribble now, looking at the double team, gives it to Kilkenny. He'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound by Lester. Up to Young. Young pushing the ball. Now he'll slow it down. As he crosses half court, gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs for three. Can't get to go. Flynn with the rebound. Back out. Young at the free throw line. Jumper no good. Fight for the rebound. It's picked up by Lester, and Lester's going to be fouled as he tried to go back up with a good offensive rebounding there by the Mammoth Spring Bears, and Clint Lester will go to the free throw line. The senior looking for his first point of the ball game. Lester at the line. Trying to build on this 29-point lead. And he does with the first one. Makes it a 30-point lead. Lester's first point of the ball game. Clint now will set for the second. His second throw is no good. Fight for the rebound. Burgess had it knocked away. Touch last by Cole Young. And the referee, he realized he had pointed the wrong way and changed the direction on that. So it'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Bears basketball. They'll bring it in. Merrill with it. Gives it to Young. Inside to Flynn. Flynn's hook shot no good. Lester with a rebound. He'll go back up and draw a foul and go back to the free throw line. And that foul, see who that's on. See who they put. Number 23 called for the foul. That is Burgess, his third. Free throw by Lester is good. Clint now with 2 points in the ballgame. Clint will set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Lester with 3 points, all three here in the third quarter. And the Bears lead stretched out now to 32. 50-18. Sterner crosses half court. Looks for help. Finds Good. Logan Good out to McCall. McCall underneath to Burgess. Burgess jump shot up, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lester. And good hustle back by Sterner to knock the ball away from behind. Logan Sterner knocks the ball loose. Bears will have the ball on the baseline, leading by 32. Inbound play to Merrill, to Skaggs, into Flynn. Flynn trying to go up with it, and we're going to have a foul on the floor, and we'll see who that's on. Either way, that's going to be for either Burgess or McCall, and it's McCall, his fourth. Devin picks up his fourth foul. Bears will inbound. Merrill, hook shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Young. Young going to bring it back out into the corner. Flynn's three is good. Zach Flint hits another big three. That's his third three-pointer of the ballgame. He's got 15 points now. And Mammoth Springs' lead is out to 35. Sterner with the basketball. Gets it over to Kilkenny. Long three-pointer off the rim. No good. Rebound by Alex Merrill on the floor. Going to be a jump ball. And it'll be Mammoth Spring basketball. On the already possession, Bears get it back. They'll bring it up the length of the floor. 5:38 left to play here in this third quarter. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lester with it on the baseline. Comes back out to Skaggs, around to Flynn. Flynn underneath the Young to Lester. Lester puts it up, puts it in. Flint Lester now with 5 points here in the quarter. And the Bears' lead is out to 37, 55-18. Mammoth Spring on defense again. As number 30, Sterner, goes to the basket, he's going to be fouled, and I think they're going to get Zach Flint. Zach called for his second. That is the first on the team here in the second half. Coach Miller wants a timeout. We'll take it with him back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Welcome back again to Koshkonong High School. 5:12 left to play third quarter. Right now, all Mammoth Spring, they lead this by a score of 55-18 over the Koshkonong Blue Jays. Bears head back out on the floor here. Last foul on Zach Flynn was his second. Blue Jays will inbound the basketball. Underneath their own basket. Kilkenny bring the ball in, brings it in to Sterner. Sterner fires for three. It's good. Logan Sterner pulls up for three. He's got 5 points. Bears with the basketball. Inside to Young. The Skaggs back to Merrill. They swing it around into the corner. To Young, back to Merrill. Now Flynn wide open for three. And the rebound pulled down by Justin Skaggs. Out to Merrill. Alex goes baseline. And he's going to draw the foul on Burgess for Burgess. That's his fourth. And Alex Merrill will go to the free throw line. 55-21. Down to a 34-point lead. Alex, free throw is up. It's good. 12 points now for Merrill. Coming in for the Blue Jays is number 5. And I want to have to go to my roster here, see if I can find a number 5. For the Blue Jays, and we'll have to check on that here when we get a chance. Lance Little and Dylan Savage back in as Lester and Flynn get a breather. Merrill's free throw is up and no good, so he made one out of two. 11 points now for Alex Merrill in the ball game. It is a 35-point lead. Sterner with a basketball. Pass in to McCall is too hard through his hands and out of bounds. It belongs to Mammoth Spring. Bears will inbound. Merrill with a basketball. Picks it up at half court. Gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs on the wing. Looking inside. Comes over to Merrill in the corner. Alex thought about the three. Didn't take it. Out to Little. To Skaggs. Back to Merrill underneath. Alex trying to go up with it. Does draw and make the bucket. Alex with 14. Excuse me. Yeah, 14. With a basketball, Sterner. He'll dribble across half court. In the corner, good, fires the three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Skaggs. And Skaggs is going to be fouled by McCall. McCall just fouled out of the ballgame. Bumping Skaggs on the baseline. He was called for the foul. That's 5 on McCall. And so Coach Miller will go to Jaden Roy. Roy into the ball game. Merrill with the basketball. Gets it over to Skaggs. Skaggs back to Merrill. Into the corner. Back out to Little. They swing it around. High post. Underneath. All alone is Cole Young. Good ball movement by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Gets an easy layup. Cole Young, he's got 15. So the Mammoth Spring Bears now leading by 39. Kilkenny with the basketball. On the dribble outside. Guarded by Little. Gets the screen. Now gets it off to Sterner. Sterner pull-up jumper on the way is no good. Rebound by Cole Young. He gets it out to Savage. Dillon dribbling the ball up the floor. Bounce pass over to Skaggs, and Skaggs is going to be fouled, I believe. Foul was called on the Blue Jays, and that's going to send – that's not – they said it was on the floor. Not a shooting foul, so the Bears will inbound. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Alex Merrill. Over to Young. Cole with the basketball. Back out to Merrill. They swing it around. Lance Little for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Roy. He'll hand to Kilkenny. Blue Jays with the basketball down by 39. Merrill trying to take the ball from Kilkenny. Kilkenny on the dribble. Gets it over to Sterner. He'll fire for three. It's good. Sterner now with eight. And the Bears' lead is down to 36. With the basketball, Skaggs with it. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Justin picks it up, gives it over to Little. Lance back over to Young. Young fakes the three. He'll pull up from two. That's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound, controlled by Logan Good. Good. Up the floor. Puts the shot up and in. Logan Good kind of lost it there on his hip, but managed to get control of it, get the layup. So Bears with the basketball now leading by 34, 60-26. Justin Skaggs with it. He thought about it. Now he'll take it. All alone behind the three-point line. Roy with the basketball gets it to Kilkenny. Kilkenny with Young on him. Takes the cross half court. On the dribble, had it knocked away. Out of bounds, touch last by Mammoth Spring. Cole Young got a hand on it. Amit 52 left to play in the third quarter. Bears leading by 34. Almost a steal there by Merrill. Off the good. The ball slapped away, picked up by Roy. Out to Kilkenny. Kilkenny drives in. He's going to draw the foul on Lance Little. So Little commits the foul. I'm going to send Kilkenny, CJ, to the free throw line. With a minute 44 to play third quarter. Kenny sets for the free throw. It's on the way, and it's good. C.J. Kilkenny now with 2 points in the ball game. He'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Kilkenny makes them both. Bears back on offense. With the basketball, Lance Little, he's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Kilkenny. Up the floor, steal by Skaggs. Skaggs had it slapped away, gets it back, goes to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go on the layup, and Kilkenny chases it down on the sideline. Back the other way, almost a steal there by Merrill. Kilkenny takes it right down the middle of the floor. Oh, hard collision there. Lance Little and C.J. Kilkenny. Good thing both of them getting up. It went down hard. I believe Lance Little going to be called for his third. Three fouls on Little. 60-28. A minute 14 to play. Kilkenny knocks in the free throw. And he's made three in a row now from the free throw line. And he's got 4 points. Checking back in is Kanan Miller, number two. Kilkenny. At the free throw line. Missed the second. Rebound picked up by Cole Young. He'll hand to Merrill. Down to a minute 10. 31-point Mammoth Spring lead. 60-29. Bears with the basketball. Cole Young thought about the three. Gives it to Merrill. Now to Savage. Savage back to Merrill. Merrill open for three. Takes it. And we're going to have a pushing foul. See who the foul was on. Foul's going to be called on number 25, Good. And that's going to be three fouls or three shots for Alex Merrill. Alex with 14 points in the ball game. The first one up and in. He's got 15. He has 15. Cole Young has 15. And Zach Flynn has 15. Zach Flynn and Clint Lester get set to check back into the ball game here. Second free throw by Alex Good. He's got 16. So, looks like Lance Little and Justin Skaggs will get a breather. Third free throw now by Alex Merrill is on the way, and it is good. So, Alex made them all three. He's got 17, and the lead's out again to 34. 63-29. McKinney almost had it picked by Young. Gets it to Sterner. He'll fire for three. Roy pulls down the rebound, and we're going to have a foul called. I think Clint Lester got an elbow in the side of the head, but he committed the foul. Fighting for the ball, so he picks up his third. First since the first quarter. Sterner from 35 feet, can't get it to go. Rebound is chased down by Sterner. Good hustle. He had it slapped away, taken by Lester. Up to Young, to Flynn. Zach with a basketball, back to Young. Cole will set it up now. 26 seconds left here in this third quarter. Lester to Young. Now to Merrill. Alex Merrill with a basketball outside. He's got Sterner on him. 63-29, a nice steal by Kanan Miller. Miller's pass back to Sterner. Sterner puts it up, puts it in. Logan Sterner with 10 points at the half court mark. Shot wouldn't have counted anyway, but it's 63-31 at the end of three quarters. Mammoth Spring leading by 32. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Welcome back again here to Koshkonong High School as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. The Mammoth Spring Bears leading the Koshkonong Blue Jays 63-31. And lost my pencil. Here we go. We'll use this one. Blue Jays with the basketball. Kilkenny out front. Gets it off to number 33, who's checked in now. And again, I'm going to have to check my roster. Good shot is no good. Lance Little with a rebound. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by the Blue Jays. A bunch of these Koshkonong Blue Jays players that are not listed here in the book. So I'll have to see if I can get their names for you the next time out. Cole Young with the basketball. Cole out front. Gives it to Flynn, to Lester, to Savage. Savage is going to go up and draw the foul on Roy. Jaden Roy with his first. Clock will continue to run here in the fourth quarter. We'll have a quick fourth quarter of play. Down to 7:07 as it continues to run. Referee going to hand him the basketball now. Dylan at the free throw line here. Spotter's first shot is good. Dylan with 5 points in the ball game. Every Bear has scored this play tonight. In fact, every Bear on the roster has scored tonight. Dylan Savage with five. Little step to the line. Shot is up, and it is no good. Long rebound takes down by Dylan Savage. Over to Young. Young picks up the dribble, gives it to Little. Back out to Young. Bears with the basketball, down to 6:27 to play. Pass into the corner to Little. He's going to fire for three. That won't go.
It's tipped back up and in by Dylan Savage. He had to smile a little bit. He couldn't believe that as he just sort of tipped it and it rolled up off the backboard and in. Kilkenny fires the shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound picked up by the Blue Jays. Kilkenny gets it back. He loses it. And Young has it now. Cole on the dribble with 5:59, and Coach Godwin wants a timeout. Timeout taken. Bears leading 66-31. And the clock is still running here with the timeout called. They haven't stopped it. I guess they're going to continue to run it during the timeout, too, it looks like. It's down 9 down to 5:38. Now the referee's saying stop the clock. Timeout was taken. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
When you need medical attention, know the Dr. Melissa Wright, nurse practitioner, Sheila Marler, at Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic are here for you with top quality, compassionate care. They offer family medicine for all ages in their state-of-the-art facility located at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
And again, welcome back here to Koshkonong High School. Bears have the ball out of the timeout, down to 5:35. They run a lot of time off the clock there before they realized it was supposed to stop during the timeout. The Bears with the basketball, and they're going to turn it over. It'll go to Koshkonong, and we'll head the other way with 5:21 to play. 66-31. Mammoth Spring with the big lead over the Koshkonong Blue Jays. Like Burgess is going to check back in for the Blue Jays. They're working inside to good. Ball slapped away. Good defense there by Justin Skaggs. Got a hand on it. Bears will set up the defense again as the Blue Jays inbound. And we're going to have a foul inside on Lance Little, I believe. For Lance, that's four. Four fouls on Little with 4:39 to play in the ball game. Inbound play. Blue Jays have it. Kilkenny backs it back out, gives it to Miller. Back to Kilkenny. He goes baseline. Cut off there by Lester. He'll bring it back out. Swings it around. Gets it to Miller. Miller to good. Logan driving to the basket. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Followed by Burgess. It's no good. He gets it back again. Goes up. Puts it in. Caden Burgess now with 6 points. And the Bears' lead is down to 33, 66-33. Nice pass into Savage. He'll put it off the glass for an easy two. Dylan now with 9 points in the ballgame. 68-33. Bears in control here, down to 3:48 to play. Logan Good will fire the jumper. That's off the rim, no good. And we got a rebounding foul on Burgess. And that's going to be it for him. That's his fifth. Burgess fouls out of the ball game. 68-33. Clock continues to run. Dylan Savage will step to the free throw line. A chance to get into double figures here. He's got 9 points. We've got three Bears already in double figure scoring. Savage, clock continues to run here. Still hasn't got the basketball here to shoot the first free throw. Will be the 1-1. Savage's first free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound taken down by the Blue Jays. 3 minutes left to play. Blue Jays with the basketball. Kilkenny looks for the screen, gets it from Roy. Comes back out. They swing it around. Give it to Roy on the free throw line. He turns. Had it slapped away, and Dylan Savage on the reach-in going to be called for the foul. And now we got a technical foul called on Coach Miller. He said something to the referee. And they're going to let Lance Little shoot the free throw. Technical foul called. The clock is stopped now, 2:36. Lance Little will go to the free throw line here. He has 1 point in the ball game. as he steps to the line here. Free throw is on the way, and it's good. Little with 2 points. As he steps up here now for the second free throw. It's on the way, off the rim, no good. It'll be Bears basketball now. 2:23 left to play. Bears with the basketball, leading by 36. Lance Little has it, goes into the corner, comes back out to Skaggs. Skaggs back to Lester, to Little for three. That's no good, and the follow by Flynn, he's fouled. Zach Flynn. No, they called him for the foul. I thought he was fouled on the follow-up. He caught the ball and tried to go up to shoot it, but they called him for the foul. It don't matter at this point. It's minute 42 left to play, and the lead for the Bears is 69-33. We got Jaden Roy with a nice rebound and put back, his first two, and he's going to draw a foul. We'll see who that foul is on. Foul was on number one, Justin Skaggs. For Justin, that's his second. Roy at the line, down to a minute 12 to play. Roy will shoot the first, or the free throw, trying to complete the three-point play. Rebound pulled down by Dylan Savage. With the basketball, Justin Skaggs. Out to Flynn. They're just going to play catch with it. Content here to run some time off the clock, try to run this one out. He got the win. 48 seconds left to play to Savage. Savage almost traveled. Comes back out to Skaggs. Back to Flynn. Flynn over to Savage. Savage back out to Skaggs. Good decision. No need to force it. Like I said, got the win here. The count is on. Skaggs on the dribble, gives it to Lester. Flint drives around, back out to Flint. Bears taking the time off the clock here, down to 20 seconds to play. Little with it, gives it to Savage. Savage's pass is blocked, and we're going to have a foul called. Dylan Savage going to go to the free throw line here as the time expires. I don't know if they'll even get the free throws up. They're just going to let it go. 69-35, your final score. Mammoth Spring Bears with the victory. We'll take a break. Come back to wrap this one up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Welcome back again to Koshkonong. Our game just finishing up. The Mammoth Spring Bears with the victory, 69-35 over the Koshkonong Blue Jays. Taking a look at the scoring for the Blue Jays, they were led by Logan Sterner, who finished with 10. 9 points for Logan Good, 6 for Caden Burgess. Looks like 4 points for C. Kenny, 4 points for Devin McCall, 2 points for Jaden Roy. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, good balance scoring, 3 players in double figures, led by Alex Merrill, who finished with 17, and then 15 apiece for Cole Young and Zach Flynn. 9 points for Dylan Savage, 6 for Justin Skaggs, 5 points for Clint Lester, and 2 for Lance Little. Every Bear scored tonight in this ball game against the Blue Jays. Again, Bears came out, they took control of this one early. They led 10-0. To start the ball game, 25-11 at the end of one quarter, 47-18 at half. It was 63-31 at the end of three quarters, and then in the fourth quarter with a running clock, 69-35 the final score. That's